message.
Let's talk about disturbing, intrusive thoughts. You know, those random, unsettling brain pop-ups that make us wonder if our minds are secretly a poorly written TV drama. You're cutting vegetables, and suddenly your brain's like, what if I just threw this knife across the room? Or you're holding your phone near a bridge, and your brain whispers, hey, what if you just tossed that into the water? What? Why? Who asked for this? First of all, let me reassure you, having intrusive thoughts does not mean that you're losing it. It means you're human. Everybody has them. Yes, even that yoga teacher with 8-packed abs and a collection of healing crystals. The trick is not to panic when they show up. Intrusive thoughts are like uninvited guests at a party. They barge in, they make a mess, and they leave you questioning all your life choices. But you know what you don't do? You don't hand them the microphone and let them DJ the night. Here's the trick. When an intrusive thought shows up, treat it like spam mail. You don't open it, you don't click the link, and for the love of everything, you don't respond. You just say, no thanks, and toss it into that mental junk folder.
The oh, hi method.
When an intrusive thought shows up, try this. Take a deep breath, look at that thought like it's a weird bird sitting on your windowsill. Say, oh, hi, you're strange, but I see you. Then just let it fly away. The point is not to fight the thought. It's to notice it without giving it power. It's like seeing a toddler throw a tantrum in the cereal aisle. You nod, you acknowledge it exists, and you move on with your day.
Name it to tame it.
Another tip, give those intrusive thoughts a ridiculous nickname. Got a thought about yelling something inappropriate in a quiet room? Call it Shouty Susan. Your brain suddenly worried about tripping down the stairs? Well, that's Clumsy Carl. Naming your thoughts takes the edge off. It's hard to be scared of Clumsy Carl when he sounds like he belongs in a slapstick comedy.
Distract yourself.
If your brain just will not quit, give it something better to do. Go for a walk, sing a song, or play a game of how many chips can I fit in my mouth? For science, of course. Distracting yourself reminds your brain that it does not have to entertain every random thought it produces. I've said this time and time again.
You are not your thoughts.
Here's the kicker. Intrusive thoughts are not who you are. They're like bad ads that pop up on your computer. You don't ask for them, and they definitely do not define you. So the next time your brain serves up disturbing, what if? Don't freak out. Acknowledge it, laugh at it, and let it pass. You're the one in the driver's seat, my friends, not Shouty Susan or Clumsy Carl. Now, go out there, and when your brain throws you that curveball, hit it out of the park, or just laugh at it. It deserves that.